Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told a Moscow news conference that Russian troops, not peacekeepers, will remain on the territories of South Ossetia and Abkhazia to respond to what he referred to as any relapses of aggression. He says they will be there at the request of the presidents and parliaments of the two regions, and also on the basis of a Russian presidential decree.
Они будут там находиться долго, по крайней мере, на обозримый период.
Lavrov says the troops will stay for a long time, at least for the foreseeable future. This, he says, is absolutely necessary to prevent repetition of aggressive actions by Georgia. Speaking in Moscow at a briefing for President Dmitry Medvedev, Russian Defense Minister Anatoly Serdyukov said the country's presence in South Ossetia and Abkhazia will total about 7,600 troops, 3,800 in each region. Foreign Minister Lavrov says the responsibility for peace in the buffer zone around South Ossetia and Abkhazia is now in international hands. He says the European Union is sending Georgian leadership a very clear signal that the burden of responsibility for peace in Abkhazia is now on the European Union, as well as the OSCE and the United Nations. The Russian diplomat notes that any provocations by Georgia will be provocations against the European Union. The presence of international observers was negotiated Monday during talks near Moscow by French President Nicolas Sarkozy and his Russian counterpart Dmitry Medvedev. Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili says the agreement is a step forward, but makes clear that South Ossetia and Abkhazia are inseparable parts of Georgia. Russia has recognized them as independent nations, and Foreign Minister Lavrov announced the establishment of diplomatic relations with the two breakaway republics. Russia is also seeking South Ossetian and Abkhaz participation at international talks in Geneva on resolution of the Georgian conflict. The Georgian Minister for Reintegration, Timur Yakupashvili, rejects Russia's attempt to include the two regions at the negotiating table.
It's absolutely unacceptable for Georgia. We are not going to talk to war crimes, war criminals. And for us, Pokoviti is a war criminal. And they are not a side in this conflict. They are puppets on Russian side, and Russians can well represent them with their diplomacy.
The president of South Ossetia, Eduard Kakoidi, and Abkhaz leader Sergei Bagapsh were present last month in Moscow when the Russian parliament voted unanimously to recognize the independence of their regions. With the exception of Nicaragua, no other country has followed Russia's lead on recognition of the two breakaway regions. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, Moscow.